September 30th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today I invite you to see that grace opens the door to miracles. It is mankind's response to grace that determines his openness to the miraculous. Very often graces are overlooked, but each present moment brings with it the hand of grace. Every present moment contains the grace to draw closer to me. If you allow the grace of the present moment to transform your heart, you will journey deeper into the chambers of our united hearts. It is in this way you will soothe my mournful heart and make amends for the abuse of authority and the compromise of truth. If, however, you do not use every opportunity to deepen your spiritual journey, you will be easy prey for evil suggestions. Truth will elude you, and confusion will take over. If you are a person of influence over many, it is of grave importance that you take heed of my advice today. A note is given: this entails the soul's trustful surrender to the United Hearts. Increasing trustful surrender of the soul's heart allows the soul to journey deeper into and through the chambers of the United Hearts. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 7 through 8. Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.